Regulatory reform for farmers. Hello and welcome, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox. You know, Tennessee and American farmers continue to face many regulatory requirements that hurts their businesses. Presidents from both parties over several decades have issued executive orders emphasizing the importance of a transparent rulemaking process that relies upon sound science. And it's time now for Congress to incorporate those bipartisan principles into law. Recently, the American Farm Bureau Federation submitted regulatory reform priorities to the Department of Agriculture. Michael Clements has more.
AFBF used comments from Farm Bureau members to submit suggestions for regulatory reform to USDA as part of the agency's efforts to implement the president's regulatory reform agenda. Paul Schlegel, AFBF's Director of Environment and Energy Policy, says overregulation by federal agencies is burdensome to all of agriculture.
It's hard to look at it nationally and say there's X amount of dollars, but it's significant. It runs from environment to natural resources to labor to endangered species. There's a whole range of things, and it is widespread, and it takes place everywhere.
For example, he says regulatory creep has chipped away at the exemptions for normal farming practices under the Clean Water Rule.
How an agency would determine what is normal can affect whether you're exempt or not. So if you're changing from one crop to another, an agency might say they don't consider that normal. Those things have the effect of making farmers subject to regulation, whereas Congress has said they shouldn't be.
USDA will continue to accept comments over the next year. Schlegel says this is a good opportunity to ease the overregulation burden on farmers and ranchers.
Unfortunately, it's a long list of challenges, but we're grateful for the opportunity we have. On Capitol Hill, there's legislation we're pushing, and in the arena downtown at EPA, at USDA, at Department of Interior, we're trying to get them to focus on things and make some changes.
Michael Clements, Washington.
And for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.